I just carry it on, so.
I guess as long as your pajamas are not on, you try to stay awake.
That's a good one, Stuart. 7-3, it's been a pleasure this week, and I hope to, maybe I see you tonight, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to do a walk around, me and Elsa. Thanks, Dave. You and Patty look after each other. Now, I had another handheld there. Go now, please.
Victor, Echo 7, Echo Hotel Lima.
Echo Hotel Lima. A very good morning, David. Go ahead.
Good morning, Stuart. Morning, Matt. Got a busy morning here. My sweetheart's making us all breakfast. Say hi, honey. And co-pilots are out there running around, getting all excited for breakfast. Got a busy day ahead. We'll see what we get up to. Have a good one. 73.
You're a lucky guy having your breakfast made for you, David. Enjoy it, my friend. And 73. Still looking for handhelds with a rubber ducky antenna only at this time.
B7, Papa Charlie Alpha.
Papa Charlie Alpha. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Stu. Yeah, just in the driveway. We're heading out to Alder Grove Park. We have to. We have the antennas. Over.
Have a good field day, and 7-3. Does Stuart want to check in?
Well, you might as well. A second ago.
I think it begins with a Victor and ends in the Sierras. How close am I?
Pretty good. Victor, Sierra, Mike. Tier 1.
Copy that. Stuart's in the log too. And thank you, Stuart. You guys have a great field day. 7-3. Net control looking for handhelds with a rubber ducky only at this time. We're trying to give everybody with low power a chance to get into the net. Nothing heard. Well, let's go to handhelds, maybe with a different antenna, mobiles, portables, anybody out there maybe driving around.
EA7, Charlie Zulu.
Charlie Zulu. A very good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, Stuart, and everybody else in that. Stuart, thank you for doing the net all week, and thank you for taking my check-in. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. 7-3.
7-3, good to have you aboard. You have a great weekend. Still looking for handhelds, portables, anybody out driving around?
Victor Alpha 7 and Delta Tango November Mobile.
Delta Tango November Mobile. Delta Tango November. Let me just go to a different database. Delta Tango November. There you go. I found you, Tim. Go ahead, please.
I'm just driving down the road in Chilliwack, heading off to a great big field to do field day today with the rest of the club. And that'll be my day. 73 all.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Tim. 73, my friend. I appreciate your check-in. Still looking for those handhelds, mobiles, or portable stations. Anybody out there driving around?
It's your off 7, Lima Golf November.
Lima Golf November. Good to hear you, Andrew. Go ahead.
Morning, Stuart. We had a really busy day yesterday. We went out to Cathedral Grove, walked around at the Little Qualicum Waterfall, and did some mini golf and some swimming. So, oh my goodness, what a whirlwind yesterday was. We're on to day 3. We're going to go and explore some tide pools, I think.
Don't let the children wear you out. Deep breaths, Andrew, and have a great little holiday.
Thank you, Stuart. Talk to you soon. VA7LTS.
Copy that. Stay safe, my friend. Still looking for handhelds, portables, mobiles. Anybody out there driving around?
Victor Echo 7, Lima Oscar, mobile.
Hold on a second, Yuri. Lima Oscar first. Go ahead, Pedro.
Good morning, Stuart. Just in the car, heading out to Mineral Park to help out the Richmond Emergency Program on their field day. So, looking forward to that. Weather seems to be cooperating for now. Let's see what the day holds. Have a great one, Stuart, and good to see you again on Thursday. But, I guess I'm up on the rotation for tomorrow. There we go. Let's see how much sleep I get after field day. VE7 Lima Oscar, over to you.
Oh, thanks for that update, Pedro. I thought it was Tom, so it's you tomorrow. Okay, great. I'll give you a little flag waving at the end of the net.
7-3, Stuart.
7-3, my friend. And Yuri, go ahead with your call sign again, please. Nothing heard. Net control looking for handhelds, mobiles, portable stations. Anybody out there maybe driving around?
So Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November. Good morning, Stuart.
Zulu Tango November. I can only take you one at a time, guys, because of my bad typing. Go ahead, Sosi.
Stuart, thank you for taking my second, and thank you for being there the whole weekend. Have you all have a good day to Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November 17.
Thanks for being with me all week, Sosi. I appreciate it. 7-3. And the station, 3 milliseconds before Sosi. Go now.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Sierra Mike.
Sierra, I think it was a Victor Mike. I'm not sure. Is it Sierra Mike, Steve?
Yep, you got it there, Stuart. Just out and about in the mobile, pulling into White Rock, so hopefully my signal is still readable, and wishing you best 73s and everyone else on that.
Yeah, good signal, Steve. No issue there, just my ears. 7-3, my friend. And the other station going at the same time. Try now.
VA7, Tango Echo Victor.
Tango Echo Victor. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Stuart. Good morning, everyone. I finally made it in there. Stuart, thanks for being there all week. It's been a real pleasure. I'm glad everything's going well for you, and I'm going to look forward to the next time around. We're going to go and try and finish off the bogey today.
Copy that. Good luck with that, and I hope you got all the parts, the nuts and bolts, and maybe an extra piece of rope or string, and have fun. Thanks for being here, Tom. I really appreciate your support to Rainbow Country Net. Net control, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. Name is Stuart, looking for handhelds, mobiles, or portable stations. Anybody out there driving around?
Victor Alpha 7, Foxtrot Oscar Kilo, in and out.
Foxtrot Oscar Kilo, in and out. Copy that. Thank you very much, Dan. You're in the log. Still looking for handhelds, mobiles, or portable stations.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu Foxtrot Romeo.
Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo. A very good morning. Go ahead, Valentin.
Good morning, sir. Good morning to everyone on the net. Thanks for taking my check-in. Just getting ready here for a field day. I'll be hanging around with the Surrey Club at their field there, and I'll hopefully participate in field day as well and take a few shifts there. So, it's going to be a fun day today. Thanks for doing the net, Stuart, and thanks for being there all week. I really appreciate it, and hope you're having a great day. 73V7ZFR.
Enjoy the hobby, Valentin. 73, my friend, and thanks for being here most of the week with me. I appreciate it. Net control, still looking for those handhelds, mobiles, or portable stations. Anybody doing field day?
Victor Alpha 7 Alpha with the X-ray.
Alpha Whiskey X-Ray. A very good morning. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7 Alpha Whiskey X-Ray. Out at the boys' store this morning, fixing up some plumbing work today. Anyway, great talking to you. 7-3, talk to you next time around.
So you're still banging your head under the sink?
You remember that? Oh, goodness, yes. We're still banging our head. I don't know if you've ever played with PVC, but I moved something a little bit, and the stuff had already set, so it's out getting another part, cutting off some pieces.
Most of us have been there, done that, and the language gets a little bit bad sometimes.
I love it. Yes, it does. But what can you do? It's some of those things that happen.
Good luck, Al, and just put extra glue on it. It acts as a lubricant, but be prepared to keep moving.
That's a good suggestion. I'll look into that anyway. Talk to you soon. 7-3.
Yeah, if you watch the plumbers, they really slap it on when there's two or three joints, and then you've got that extra bit of lubrication, and then they if they're quick enough, they wipe. If they don't, they just leave it. Okay, I'll let you go, my friend. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango, still looking for handhelds, mobiles, or portable stations.
Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa.
Victor Papa, very good morning, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart and everyone on that. Oh, what a day yesterday. I was supposed to be, we are supposed to be at Manning Park right now camping, but my truck had a different plan. While I was hooking up the trailer to it, the truck decided it was going to blow the transmission cooling lines. So it didn't work out. My truck is currently, I was able to get it in the shop yesterday morning. They looked at it, in the afternoon, but, it wasn't able to get done. So, it's still in the shop today. And, it's disappointing. We had to cancel our full week at Manning Park, but, when we canceled it, we immediately rebooked it because they won't allow you to change the site. So we immediately rebooked it for Monday to Friday. So we're leaving Monday now. We'll be up there for Canada Day contest anyways.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. Why do you think it let go? Was it one of those metal pipes or a hose?
Yeah, it was a metal pipe. It had rusted and it let go. It's the only saving grace, or the, if you want to look at the silver lining there, at least it happened while it was in the driveway and not halfway to Manning Park. I started seeing a big pool of liquid coming out from underneath the truck. But if I was driving, would not have known. There's no idiot light for low transmission fluid or something. It probably would have just been going up a hill, and all of a sudden the transmission would have started slipping, and that would have been the end of it. It probably would have toasted the transmission. So if there's a silver lining, that's it. My driveway yesterday in the rain, my driveway looked like the old Exxon Valdez spill. It didn't look too good.
Well, I hope you got it cleaned up. Yeah, you're looking at it the right way, Paul. Just take a deep breath, reschedule, and thank your lucky stars that it was in your driveway. How hard was it to do a cleanup?
I haven't cleaned it up yet. I'm going to borrow my neighbor's power washer and power wash the driveway. Maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure. We'll see. Or if not, when I get back. Hopefully most of the rain washed it down the driveway yesterday. But yeah, we were pretty upset. There was, as you were saying before, there was a few expletives, just a few expletives said. I can look back and kind of joke about it now, but yesterday was a pretty rough day.
Yeah, I've had something similar, Paul, and I know it's pretty bad. Well, you know, you expect your vehicles to have a warning light and give you a heads up, but now and again, you get big spills, and you're lucky that you saved the transmission. In my case, I was lucky I saved the engine. The Dodge Grand Caravan, the filter housing for the later models were made out of plastic, and it let go, and I had oil all over the windshield and everything because of the oil filters on the top of the engine, and what a mess that made.
Oh, I can imagine. Holy cow. That